Thank you, Brian.
All right, thanks, David.
No problem.
Hi, how are you guys doing today? My name's David. Hello. My name's David. I'm the director here in charge of the state of Ohio. It's nice to meet you. How are you guys doing today?
Okay. I'm doing good. So tell me what you're talking about, because I didn't really get a whole lot out of him.
Gotcha. Okay. So have you ever heard of the Google Guarantee before?
Google Guarantee?
That's right. Google Guarantee?
I have.
Fantastic. So there's only certain companies that can offer the Google Guarantee. As a Google Premier partner, we are one of those companies. So we are partnered with them to represent small to medium-sized businesses with the Google Guarantee ad campaign. So basically what that is, it's a pay-per-qualified lead program, right? Now, with you guys' work here, what is your area of expertise?
So do you know my company name?
Yes, CNC by Design.
Countertops and cabinetry by design. We do
kitchen and bathroom. Gotcha. So that's what the CNC stands for. Countertops and cabinetry.
CAC.
Oh, CNC.
Not CNC. CAC. Countertops and cabinetry by design.
Gotcha. Okay. So you're doing all cabinetry and countertops. Okay, are we doing remodels, or you go in and specifically expertise?
No, we do kitchen and bath remodeling.
Okay, so you do the remodeling. Perfect. Okay, so with the Google Guarantee, there's different verticals, right? That's why I was asking about, you know, the expertise, so I make sure I qualify you under the correct vertical. Now, with remodeling, you know, renovations, countertops, things like that, this is going to fall into the general contractor category. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay. Let me see. Is there another category that you may feel would be suitable? I can go ahead and look at
it. No. I mean, I'm not a GC, but that's usually the best description.
Okay. Yeah. But we do everything
in-house, so we don't hire companies to come in and work for our customers. We do the work ourselves.
Perfect. That's great. That's exactly what we're looking for, right? Because the way this works is the same way that you're going to work with the customer directly, the customer gets sent to you directly, right? So it's not going to be shared. It's not a lead that gets given without a network or anything like that. They're exclusive. They're pre-screened by Google. And if for any case you receive a lead that is out of your service area, maybe it's a spam call, they're calling about something you don't do, you never have to pay for those leads. Right. Now, with the Google Guarantee, customers love it as well because it's a Google verified contractor. Customers understand you are backed for up to $2,000 by Google. Right. So that's another major benefit there. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up our general contracting vertical there in your area, because in all honesty, Google doesn't offer it to every business, and it's not offered in every area in the same way. So 45069. Just bear with me 1 second. I'll have it for you. General contractor here. Okay, so our price per lead in the area right now is at $58.67. Okay. Now, the way that works is Google asks for a monthly minimum budget for that will be used to guarantee you up to 13 leads per month. Right now, you can set a higher budget if you like, but the minimum monthly budget for this listing is going to be at $765, right? Now, that's not a monthly reoccurring payment. The way that works is that's an account, it's a budget that you've already set aside that's going to be used exclusively for your leads. Now, anything that is not used will continue to roll over for you. So let's say you use 4 of your qualified leads in the first month. You will be charged the next month for 4 leads at $58.67. And that will re-up you to the $765 because the rest rolls over for you. Kind of makes sense. Okay, great.
So now is the next month I now have 21 leads?
No, you would still have 13.
When you say roll,
right?
What does roll over mean? What does roll over mean?
Let's get into that. So we have $765, right? And that's your monthly minimum budget. Say you use 4 leads at $58.67 each. That's total is 2, 4 times.
234.68.
Okay, so you would minus the 234.68 minus the 765.
So the next month you can send me up to.
It's up to 13 again.
$1,200.
The only difference is 530 rolls over to the next month, and you're just charged the 234.68 for the four leads that you used. So the next month you're
And then how much in leads can that next month I get?
13 leads per month. Every month that you have
okay, so they don't roll. Nothing rolls over. If they're not spent, they're gone, and I'm not committed to pay them at some date in the future.
No, if it's not spent, you're not charged every single month $765. So every month you don't pay $765. If you only use two leads the first month, you're only going to be charged two times 5867. It's like $120.
Right.
And the rest from the 765 rolls over to the next month. So you only pay $120 for the two leads that you use.
Okay. Nothing rolls. Rolls over means it gets added to the next month. It doesn't roll over. It disappears. And then next month, we're back to 765 budget and 13 leads.
Yeah, but you're not paying 765 every month, if that makes sense.
I understand that, but the budget is 765.
The budget will be set, yes. Now, you can raise the budget as much as you like. But
sure,
minimum
I get that.
It requires at least
765. Okay. I was just making sure that it didn't somehow accumulate.
Oh, okay. Yes, I see what you're saying. Yeah, like accumulate. No,
that's what rollover
means.
It's
like an escrow account. Gotcha. Well, then I guess I should rephrase it, right? Like the remaining balance will roll to the next month to where you don't – it won't add up, but it's just going to go into your next month.
Nothing rolls. It disappears. Okay, I get it. All right. So what do I have to do to get involved in this?
Okay. So what we would do is an application, right? Now, there is a couple of requirements. So the first one would be, can you clear a background check with no felonies in the past 7 years?
Yes.
Okay. Would you have a driver's license or a U.S. passport?
Yes.
Okay. They would also ask for either Social Security or employer identification number.
Yes.
Okay, great. So with those, you would qualify. The business is already pre-qualified, so that's not a problem either. Now, the application fee is $250, right? That's a one-time fee that would be taken care of for the application. Now, the reoccurring amount that would happen on a month-to-month basis, that's a flat rate of $249. Now, that one doesn't go up, right? Both of these stay protected for you. So your monthly minimum budget sits kind of like in an escrow account on the side.
So I pay $249 a month. Regardless of how many leads Google sends me.
Yes, you're going to pay $249 a month to be qualified with Google Guarantee. You're also, it has some more inclusions, right? So we'll go to the inclusions. But what the $249 is going to cover is going to be your month-to-month, right? Your management fees, obviously, we're going to have some hosting fees. We're going to be hosting websites for you, social medias. You have a top five directory submission. We handle all your local SEO. We also are going to, we're going to handle all the SEO.
Now, I have another company. I have another company that does a lot of SEO marketing. Mm-hmm. When you say you handle local SEO, what does that mean?
By day 45, you're going to find yourself ranking in the top 10 on the first page in every single location that we have you listed for. You know, that's going to be your local map section. And that's an added bonus because whenever you pause your Google Guarantee local service ads from the very top of the page, you're still going to be found in local maps. So any calls and clicks you're getting in that local map section is never charged to you, right? The only time that you're actually charged per lead off of the Google network is when they click on the unique link for the Google Guaranteed ad, right? So if they're finding you any other way, through the website, you know, local maps, anything, you're not charged for those things.
Okay. One more thing, so I don't keep interrupting you. I told him when he called, I have a meeting to get to. So I have 4 minutes. I've got to log on to a meeting. Do we have time or should we schedule this for a different time?
Okay. That's a good question. Now, really what I want to go through first, I want to make sure, give me an email address, please. And I'll go ahead and I'll give you some information.
Okay. C. Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z. At cacbydesign.com.
All And I'm going to be honest, I don't want to rush you, right? And so I would say best bet, and most guys would be like, no, let's do it right now. But best bet is let's get back on the line when you have a little bit more time. Honestly, maybe about 10 minutes at most, and we'd be able to get through the setup process and get you scheduled for your onboarding call. All right, because that's
okay. So when can we schedule that right now?
Absolutely. Let's go ahead. What's going to work for you? What's a good time?
Let me look at tomorrow. 1 second. This next meeting is going to last till after 5 here in Cincinnati. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay. We have 513-405-5273 is the best number.
513-405-5273. That's correct.
Got it. Okay. So tomorrow, I'll put you down for 1:30. I'm going to put together your email right now. That way you already have it on file, and then I'll follow up with you.
What time did I say?
1:30.
1:30 will work tomorrow.
1:30
tomorrow, the 8th, and I got it on my calendar. All right. Thank you.
We're in California, so I'm on Pacific time, but I'm going to call you at your 1:30, not mine.
Yeah, that would be good. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely, partner.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye for now. Nice meeting you.